And you're very welcome back to Lifeline, I'm delighted to say. I'm joined in the studio even with Baggy. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
A bit tired, but it's old age more than anything else, yeah.
I know, like myself. Days go by and as soon as 1 or 2 o'clock comes, I'm absolutely exhausted. Well, you do shift work, so yeah. You have an excuse for it.
Two overnights, yeah, we do. We have... I start on a Tuesday at 11 and then I finish on Wednesday at around about 1:30 and do the same then Thursday into Friday.
So you're doing that now years, so you must be. Anyway, we're talking about Baggy's in the studio and he's talking about child vision. You've been working in child vision for many a year. I'm talking about
12 years now.
Shift work. I was looking at someone telly last night about a programme was saying when you get into your mid-40s, shift work starts to really affect your way of your life. Like you're more prone to having heart attacks and strokes and stuff like that.
I've had both of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
And was it you, do you think, of doing shift work?
Well, I was a chef before I got into care work. And I finished serving lunch one day and I went into my back kitchen. I used to have my own restaurant. Ooh. And I had a bleed on the brain. So I had a stroke.
Really?
And then about, I don't know, 2012, 13, I had a heart attack. So again, it was stress and.
Very young to be getting.
I'm 53.
That's very young.
Yeah.
And was that due to high cholesterol or was hereditary or what was the heart attack?
No, it was just stress.
Stress.
All stress related. So both businesses are very operate on high levels of stress. That's.
But amazing what stress can do to your body. You know, you don't realise what it's doing on the inside. And well, thank God you've made full recovery and
I'm
you're
fine,
here today.
Live and kicking.
Anyway, once again, you're here talking about the Rock and Road Festival. What year are we into now?
This is number eight.
8 years, yeah. That's brilliant. And every year it's getting bigger and better. And it takes place down in Child Vision there on the Grace Park Road. Now, I've noticed when I was going by there, this house is where it usually is. So they've built houses.
Yeah, what happened was the brothers, the Rosminian brothers who owned the grounds, they had to sell off their lands for various reasons. So we normally have the festival on the last Sunday in May.
Yeah.
But we had to wait till we came back after Christmas to find out what way the building was going because there was a delay in the starting the building, so we didn't know how far along they'd be. So we decided to put it on in June. And we came back now. The grounds that we use at the front of the castle are totally built on. The grounds that we use for the last 2 years at the back of the school are dug up and ready for full build now. But we have 3 football pitches that are not being built on at all. They still belong to the school.
Oh,
so we have as big a space as we've ever had, but it's just in a different area of the ground.
So people are used to going to where it was usually, where the vintage cars and where the bands took place. Is it? It's not that side anymore, obviously.
No,
not because the houses are there. So do you go in the same entrance or a different entrance?
Well, it's the same entrance that we've had for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So we're going to have the same cars, bikes, scooters. Yeah. Everybody who goes there, we've all our usual vendors that have been with us since the first. Coffee, ice cream, burgers, whatever. We have a new Indian food guy coming in.
Okay.
We have crepes, but then we have all the usual stuff for the kids as well. So it's all just been moved onto another spot.
Yeah, it's still in the same area. It's just a little bit kind of different.
Well, when we didn't think we were going to have grounds, but All Hallows offered, Mount Temple offered, even
God.
Bohemians football.
Really?
Yeah, they offered, but we wanted to stay as close as possible because it's for Child Vision.
Yeah,
we wanted
nice
to stay
to
as close as possible.
Grounds,
so
yeah.
We will have those grounds. They're not being sold at all, so we'll be able to go on and
that'll continue
that.
On. Hopefully, you're saying this is the 8th year.
Yeah.
You must be coming in here about 4 or 5 years then, because
5 years. Yeah.
When I spoke to you first, I think it was the 5th year since. So, how did you start it? How did you come up with the idea of having this at the very, very beginning?
There's a girl who became very good friends of mine, Ona, and she worked in the button factory. And there was a car club called the Goons. We're supposed to be having a photo shoot around town, and then the council pulled the license to do the photo shoot. So we thought, I offered to get them the castle background in Child Vision.
Mm.
And then myself and Owen were talking, and we said, well, why don't we get 1 or 2 bands on and we can do it for a bit of fundraising? And we expected maybe to get 200 or 300. but there was over 1,000 people turned up on at the first one, so we thought that we were on to a winner. And word just spread. Like, we don't get any corporate backing, we don't get money. We were getting money from Eddie Rockets at the start, but they pulled out. They were giving us money which would cover the sound system, but they don't do it anymore. But it runs itself.
Yeah.
And we have, it's like a, it's nearly like a club now. And last year, now we, after we paid for our insurance, sound system, toilet, stuff like that, we gave €15,000 to Child Vision.
That's great.
So that tops us up so far to 95,000 over there.
Brilliant. And what did you buy last year now with the money you made for Child Vision?
Last year we paid for, well, there's one young lad who needed medical stuff that the health board won't pay for. And because of the budget cuts in the school, we couldn't do that. So we gave money towards that. We gave money towards sending some students to a place in Alabama called Space Camp. It's where for the whole week they turn the astronaut training program over for blind and visually impaired students.
That's a great opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they do a lot of the technical stuff, like a flying the space shuttle, spacewalking, anti-gravity stuff. But they also do survival in the woods, lighting fires, zip lining, stuff like that. But these kids never get a chance to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this, I'll be going again this year, just my third year. But the first year I was there, one of the young lads climbed this 50-foot pole and he stood on top of it. And it was only the size of a tray. Mm-hmm. And there was adults standing at the bottom crying because they see able-bodied students with no disabilities who won't even go anything like that, you know. Then this year now we're looking at buying a treadmill. Now, it doesn't sound too fancy, but a problem with a lot of students who are visually impaired is spatial awareness and balance. So this treadmill is one that they can't fall on, and it helps them learn to walk fast, run.
Very good.
Because it's one of those things that it's very hard to get into students.
Would it be different than an ordinary treadmill?
It supports them.
There's extra
full
supports
on them, and it's wider, and it's it can be used with staff. So like a lot of treadmills, it's just for you to use, but these are designed so that one of the instructors or tutors who will be trained to use it will do it, and that works out about €6,500 You're roughly.
Yeah.
So that's a big chunk of stuff that will make a difference to all our students. Like, they'll all have access to use it at different times with our therapists. And it's like the thing of getting the students to walk fast, they don't understand it. So we've no way of demonstrating with them unless you're
demonstrating it to them, and they'll get that, which you say they'll all get a chance to use as well. They must be delighted with you for the past 8 years of bringing in all this and getting new equipment, stuff that the students need, and it hasn't been funded by the Eastern Health Board. But
I just like to say that the thing about it is that I'm the front of it.
Yeah,
there's lots of people who help. Like, we have our scooter club, the Pit Stop Crew Scooter Club. These people turn up for the couple of days, help set the place up. They don't want to be seen.
Mm.
They just want to, and there's a couple of us that are headed by myself, and we say, will you do that? Will you do that? And they just do it.
And they do it, yeah.
And that's the thing, like, they're all in the background, and they turn up on the day, and they man the gates, they man the car parks, and people say to us, oh, you must really enjoy it. It's a great day. None of those people get to enjoy it. It's, as you know, when you put on an event, when you're working, you don't enjoy the thing. But
they're all giving up their time for free. And over the years, you've had great bands. Now, I'm looking at the amount of bands you have on this year. Just go through them quickly. Have they been on before, the Scalps and I'm
A
Car Crash?
I'm a Car Crash. have been on before. My son is the drummer in that. He's visually impaired himself.
All right.
And then the lead singer of the band, his son is one of the students in our primary school.
Okay.
So he availed of all the stuff, and he jumped at the chance to go on and stay. Catastrophe are a young metal band. And so, like, if bands offer to play, we take them on. Now, these are a gigging band, but they're not high profile yet. And it's also, they're getting a chance to bring their families along, young kids and whatever, who don't get a chance to see them play at night.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
and they can sit out.
Opportunity.
The Louisiana Six is one of the lads, John, from the Grand Social. they're a group of men my own age, and they play a lot of bluegrass, down South American music, and they're absolutely fabulous.
Is a few of those men a bit older than you, even in that?
Yes.
I think I might know one of them yeah. in that.
There's a couple of them.
They're very good, actually, yeah.
Then the Crack are a, how would you put it, they're kind of an indie rock band, leaning a bit towards the punk. They play a lot of stuff like The Roots.
Oh, very good, yeah, good.
Absolutely, Yaw were a band have been around for donkey's years, and they kind of took a break, and they're all back together again now, and they're gigging again. And they used to gig around with bands like The Pale, and like they have a couple of residencies around now. But the ones I'm really looking forward to seeing now are Minnie and the Lily Whackers. They were supposed to play last year, but Angela got laryngitis. Myself and my wife were up in Farmley House one day, and we heard this music come from a tent. Now, I knew the name of the band, but I'd never seen them.
Illywackers. Minnie and the Illywackers. Yeah. I've never heard of them come.
They're a ukulele and brass band, and they play fabulous music. Angela dresses in her vintage clothes, and the lads are in waistcoats, shirts, and whatever like that. And they're just a great ensemble. And we just sat there in the tent watching them, myself and my wife, and they were just amazing. And I went up straight afterwards and asked them would they be interested. And she said, yeah, they'd love to.
Brilliant. So there's a great lineup. And as you said, like everyone who's performing on the day is doing it
free.
Donating the time, which is brilliant. And I mean, there's a lot going on. If people are listening, they haven't ever gone down to the Rock and Road Festival. It's just down the road on the Grace Park Road.
Yep.
It's a whole day event for all the family. I mean, from little kids to older kids, because there's jumping castles and
ceramic painting, and there's market stalls, lots of food. We don't sell alcohol, but you can bring your own beer.
That's still okay to
wine,
do.
Wine, whatever you want to do. We want to have a picnic. It's €10 in for adults, and all children are free.
That's brilliant. That is really, and it's a great day out. And as you said, there's vintage cars and scooters and all there to have a look if you're into that. And it's the 8th year, and every year you have good weather. Did you ever have a year when it was bad?
There was one year when One Direction were playing in
Crow Park. Yeah.
And we had from 6 to 10 past 6, it was kind of spitting rain, but around the country it was deluges, and we had people texting saying, oh, we can't come, emailing, and I was taking photographs and saying, look, it's perfect here, but
something must just shine on that spot there, because
I sold my soul. That's the running joke, is that we've never had rain. So
really, because every year when I've been to it, it has been gorgeous. The weather's been lovely. It is a little bit later this year. Usually, as I said, the end of May, but it's going to be the 18th of June, and hopefully
Father's Day.
It's a Father's Day.
Bring your daddy along, buy him a bottle of whiskey, and sit him in the
field. I'm actually away. I can't go this year. I'm raging, but so it's on from 12 to 8. It's a day out.
Yeah.
And as you said, for adults, €10, and children are free. It's great. And bring your own picnic and
drink.
That's very important. One year you did have for kind of a weekend event, wasn't it? You had on Musical Friday and Saturday.
We had we did it 2 years. We had we called it the Eyeball, and we had all the bands playing in there on the Saturday night. And then the following year we had a Northern Soul All Nighter, but we're not allowed to use the hall anymore. It was to do with the Department of Education, and that it wasn't to do with Child Vision. It was to do with the sale of alcohol, because on the night gigs we did have a bar set up.
That's right,
we were allowed to sell it, but then they said they didn't like that. We could have it if we had wine, and the people who were coming weren't really interested in bringing wine.
Could you not bring your own drink to this event as well? No.
Well, it was a bit different because it was the evening. They kind of wanted to keep an eye on people. And then if someone had a stack of drink and somebody else took it, it could
end up a bit nasty. Now, we know originally where it used to take place, this house has been built. Do you think this will affect for the years, with sound and music? Do you think people will object to it?
We're planning on putting the stage is where the older houses are. So it's not going to be near the new house, and it's only for one day.
It's only one day out of the year, so hopefully it won't.
We've had one complaint over 7 years, and that was a woman who was her son was hanging out the back window listening to the bands, and he was supposed to be studying for his leaving cert.
Oh, really?
But he came over and apologised afterwards for her because he didn't care.
So, well, dear, and it's, you know, the 8 years of fabulous bands and, as you said, everything that goes on, the stalls, the scooters, the cars and jumping castles and the food. I mean, this just, it's a day out, and I hope you will get good weather. You will. It's June, you will get great weather.
Well,
hopefully.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And if not even, it goes ahead. I mean, it doesn't be cancelled, does it?
I don't know. Well, we've never had to do it yet, so. But I'd say it'll go ahead. And say we have a Facebook page and all the details are on that, and there's photographs of the past events and the posters and stuff around there, so if anyone wants any more information, they can contact us.
And as I said, all proceeds go straight to Child Vision. If someone can't make it on the day and want to donate, how do they do that?
Well, they can go straight onto the Child Vision page.
Yeah.
And all the details are on that. It's childvision.ie. All the details are on that. It gives information about the programmes, goes down through, like, we run from preschool all the way up to vocational, which are 22, 23 year old students, getting them ready for going out and work life.
And this isn't the only thing you organise. You do a lot throughout the year, don't you, with the scooter runs and the Easter egg runs. You still do that and everything? Yeah,
and we're involved helping out with Avian's Pink Tie. We have a scooter that was built specifically pink and white, and we take it around events. The weekend after next now, we have a scooter weekend in the old CIE hall in Inchicore, the CIE Sports and Recreation. The club has been helping do renovations on it, and we have scooters coming from abroad. We're looking to have about 300 or 400 scooters for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We're going to do tours of Dublin on the scooters, and then
that's
we have Clash Jam Walloper playing on the night, and then we have 6 DJs, and we're bar till 3 o'clock in the morning. So
that sounds great. Yeah. So is that open to everybody, or just if you have a scooter?
We're calling it the Dirty Old Town Scooter Rally.
Very good. So you're involved with a lot abroad as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
With the scooters and the Vespa Club and stuff like that.
The World Vespa Club. I do the communications for the World Vespa Club. This year their big event is in Celle in Germany. So I'm travelling from Dublin to Germany by scooter on my own.
Are you? Yeah. On your own? Fair play. Should you not be taking it a bit easy?
Well, you're only young once. And my day is gone.
You can't say that. But you're looking great. And
Thanks very much.
Keep up the great. You do fabulous work. And not only for the Rock and Road Festival. You do a lot of work. You see it on Facebook. You're always doing something. And fair play to you. So listen.
And thanks for having us in. Of all the people we've approached and whatever, you're the only one that's been consistent all the way along.
I know. We like to get things out, especially it's in the area and it's for a good cause. So it's an aid to Child Vision. Sunday the 18th of June from 12 to 8 o'clock. Adults are €10 and children are free. And it is a brilliant, brilliant day.
Yeah.
So thanks a million. Anything
thanks
else
very much
we need to get
in.
Out there before you go? We have said all the bands and what's going on. So just hoping for the good weather.
Right. And as I say, it's the Rockin' Road, R-O-C-K-I-N. Road Festival, if anybody is looking for on Facebook.
If you want to look.
Great. Thanks very much, Sammy.